Ministry comes with a price in Afghanistan. A missionary plane goes missing after a crash in Australia. And a prominent house church leader's sons are assaulted by Chinese police. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Taliban executed a Christian aid worker in Afghanistan Monday. 34-year-old Gail Williams' murder sent shockwaves through the Christian community. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle explains.
There's been a resurgence with the Taliban. Some believers have actually been escaping into Iran. Wherever we went in Afghanistan, we just sensed that there was so much more tension. Here you have someone like Gail Williams who is just helping the people, not out there evangelizing, and they killed her, and the Taliban's claiming proselytizing.
Doyle says he met Williams during his visit in Afghanistan 2 weeks ago. Workers in the Christian community are close, and they won't be intimidated into silence.
Bottom line is it is dangerous out there. We don't want to see ministries do things foolishly and be put in harm's way. But on the other hand, we want to make sure the work continues. So there's a tension there. And we just really need prayer from the body for the leaders there to know when to pull back and when to move forward.
Next, last Thursday in Australia, a Mission Aviation Fellowship Australia plane went missing after leaving Elko Island, bringing supplies to several Aboriginal communities. 23-year-old pilot Hadley Smith and his plane still haven't been found, but some debris was found near Buckingham Bay. Australian search and rescue and MAF crews have been scouring the area day and night. Pray that God's peace would surround Hadley's family as well as the MAF staff. You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs USA, along with China Aid Association, are reporting Zhang Jane, son of Pastor Bike Zhang Mingxuan, is in critical condition, recovering from a brutal beating by Chinese public officials 6 days ago. According to these sources, the attack was unprovoked. Zhang Jane is the oldest son of well-known evangelist Pastor Bike. Zhang's youngest brother came to his aid and was also beaten. Praise God for this family's faithfulness for the sake of the gospel. Next, many people around the world believe Europe has already been reached with the gospel. While religion has been there for centuries, president of Greater Europe Mission Henry Dineen says between 1 and 2% of the population is actually evangelical.
Even in the traditional places of London and Paris and Amsterdam, with the rise of Islam and with the secularism that's so pervasive, many people are now saying that Europe down through the Central Asian countries is going to be called the 40-70 window with a place of real missions emphasis.
With the need so great, Dineen says GEM sponsoring a day of prayer for Europe tomorrow.
We have directed people to our website, gemission.org, where they will be directed to an interactive prayer map for all of Europe and North Africa and Turkey. They can click on any country, see pictures, read specific prayer requests.
GEM's hoping that you'll be one of the thousands praying tomorrow. And in Ghana, Oasis International has created a children's ministry to teach biblical values to students. Classes began a year and a half ago with just 6 children and have since expanded to over 200. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says teaching the Bible to students is key for the future of the church.
If we can impart some of these values, such as honesty, truthfulness, patience, respect for others, then that's going to carry on into the churches, into the kingdom of God, and make for better citizens here in Ghana.
In Ghana, kids are typically devalued and neglected. This gives Oasis the opportunity to teach instructors about God's view of children, who can in turn model God's love to their students.
We've had an effect on our employees here, and I think that's going to carry on into the children and consequently into the church of the future.
To learn about this Oasis International's ministry, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.